Morgan.
Oh, hi, Morgan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just following up because we have an account for sewer diagnostics, and
yes,
we're having trouble processing the payment. So I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Well, I didn't actually know that we were still signed up with you all. We need to cancel the account.
Okay, so I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that were acknowledged with an e-signature, you guys agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 27th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's $129 past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel an account with the past due balance. But if you'd like to pay it, I can cancel right after, and that would prevent the December 27th charge. But let me ask you, only because you weren't aware that you still had the account, how come you're wanting to cancel?
We have seen zero return.
So I'm on your dashboard, and this is showing me that in the time that you guys have been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 25,913 times, and you've had 717 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you guys probably have gotten a ton of work out of this, but maybe you're just not aware. When I called the business line earlier, it went to like a lady that said that she was working remotely, and I didn't catch her name, but do you think that she asked people when they call how they found you by chance?
She's supposed to, yes.
Yeah, because it could be that you're getting more work out of this than what you're aware, but I'll screenshot this report and send it to you just so that you can see it, because if this account were to cancel, it would dramatically affect your business because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would unravel. So let me put, hi, Morgan. And I'll send you the screenshot. Now, one thing I don't know if you're aware of or not is that you guys are a loyalty client of ours, so you only pay $129 every other month. So that November 27th payment is outstanding, and once that's collected, it looks like the December 27th would be a free month anyway. That's your service credit, and then you would be paid in full till January 27th. So if you calculate that out, you're only paying like $2.15 a day to keep this going. So what's your email address, just so you can see the results?
Yeah, it's Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N, Strobach, S-T-R-O-B-A-C-H, at hotmail.com.
At Hotmail. Yeah, so this is just a screenshot of the report that I'm seeing. Once the payment's up to speed, Morgan, I can send you the login for the dashboard, and then you can go in and you can look at these reports in real time. It looks like the email that we currently have on file is matt.seward@gmail.com. So the correspondence on the account is going to that email, but if you're handling things, I can definitely have the correspondence to start coming to you.
Yeah, ideally it goes to both of us. We're partners in the business.
Okay. Yeah, I think that he probably is not aware either that or hasn't logged in or anything, because he sent me a response saying that you're the one that deals with the marketing. So maybe when he gets the emails, he just kind of disregards them or something, you know. So I can definitely, you know, start sending, you know, correspondence to you just so that you can kind of stay on top of it.
I can give you a card for the past due balance. And then if you can walk me through the dashboard, when you say everything
that's
going to unravel, what does that mean?
So what happens is when you acquire our services on a month-to-month basis, there's a team of technicians here that on a day-to-day basis goes in and updates your data, refreshes your information. Every time Google changes the algorithms, they go in and they refresh and update and make sure that everything's in line with Google Analytics. And sometimes Google changes that frequently, like 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So if this account cancels, it's not like somebody over here hits a button and deletes everything and automatically you guys are gone off the first page. But what happens is each day when those updates come in, if you don't have our services and nobody's in there refreshing, doing the search engine optimization, if you will, then what happens is eventually the listing becomes outdated and it affects your rankings.
I've never seen us on the first page. Why would that be?
Really? Maybe by what you're typing in. Do you know what keywords you were typing in?
Like a sewer inspection, sewer line inspection, sewer line inspection Denver.
Let me look. We have you under sewer services, but under that umbrella, let me go down here. We have sewer services, sewer camera inspection, sewer inspection, sewer repair, sewer line inspection, and sewer pipe inspection. So what I can do is once we get the payment up to speed is I will send a list of those keywords to the technicians, and I'll make sure that if there's any updates that they can perform behind the scenes that they get those done for you. I will tell you right now only because it's December 14th. When the payment started failing back on November 27th, that's when they stopped doing programming. So when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active on the account, but they won't do any active programming. So that could be affecting you already. So once the payment's up to speed, they're going to go in and they're going to get caught up on all of those algorithm updates that were missed while the payment wasn't going through.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So for the new card, is it still under 105 West Ellsworth for the billing address?
No, it's not.
Okay, so what's the billing address?
It's 5862 mm-hmm. South Laurel Place, L-A-U-R-E-L.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Littleton, Colorado, 80123.
80123. Okay, and then the card number?
It is 4154.
Okay.
1789.
Mm-hmm.
5519.
Mm-hmm.
7967.
Okay. And expiration?
Is 11 of 23.
All righty, and the code on the back?
Is 907.
907, okay. So I will get the authorization, and then you'll be good to go, and then I'm going to send you a fresh login for the dashboard, and I can show you how to get in it. And then one thing I also want to check is, let me just see here.
In other than your internal reporting,
mm-hmm.
What's another way that I could check and that we are, because I'm not seeing us on Google. You're saying there's tons of traffic. So I guess I just don't really know what is the actual.
So do you have access to the Google Business page? Or did we create that initially? Do you remember?
You created it.
Oh, it looks, okay. Yeah, because these analytics, they're pulled directly from Google. So if I have somebody from customer support reach out to you that gives you access to it, then you can see the same data that you're seeing on our dashboard coming directly from the Google listing. So that might put you at ease. So what I'll do is I'll send you the login for the dashboard, and then I'll send the message to customer support to have someone from that department to call you back. And when I send that message out, they do tell me to say that they'll call you within one business day. So, you know, it's 1 o'clock here. We're in California. I think we're an hour behind you. So hopefully they'll call you today. If not, they'll call you no later than tomorrow, okay?
That's right. Yep.
Okay, so let's do that. So in the meantime, I sent you the fresh login. You can kind of get on and you can look around a little bit there. And then tomorrow when the technician calls you, they can answer any further questions that you have, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And then in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your week too, Morgan.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.